Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, September 29th, 2018. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. We've got Cal Hunter behind the glass, who I know is sleepy and tired, and we'll tell you why, because he is late at night calling football games, and I know he's probably just barely awake, so we'll try to keep you awake today. I guarantee you, you will stay awake today, Cal. There are so many things going on. First of all, we got case or no case. We're going to go over a couple of interesting things. First of all, if you've ever found money on the ground, what is, and Denise and Todd are looking at me because we usually discuss what we're going over. I have not discussed this with you guys, but I'm going to tell you a second. But if you have found money on the ground, what is the finder's keeper's rules? I looked it up. I know the law. I know the rules because while we're in the Salt Lake City airport, my grandson found a $100 bill sitting on the ground, and he's a sweet little six-year-old and walks up and says, "Look what I found, Grandpa." And I looked at it, and I said, "That's a $100 bill." And his dad and I looked at each other, and there's just no way. There were so many people walking around. It was packed. There's just no way. And I said, "Well, I think we should turn into the authorities. And I want to know what's going to happen with that $100 bill." And I'm going to tell you, I'm a little bit upset. I'm telling you, I'm upset. And so I looked up the law, because this is why I'm upset. Here's a cute little six-year-old with a $100 bill, and he walks over and says, and we have him do the right thing. You know, he's turning it in. And sure, they said, "Okay, thanks."
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, where's the chirping? I mean, where's my crickets?
The security guard puts it in his pocket, right?
Thank you. Yeah. So they took him over to the... They took him over, and the lost and found was closed. And then we took it over to the nice police officers, and they gave him a high five, and they took it. And I looked at him, and my son-in-law and my grandson started to walk away. I said, "Wait a minute." I walked over, and I said, "Officer, are you going to make a report?" "Oh, okay." And he pulls his little beeper. "What's his name?" I said, "If someone doesn't ask for that $100 bill," and by the way, it wasn't like in a folded, it was all crumpled up in like a little wad. So if someone doesn't ask that, wouldn't you think the officer would have written down the little boy's name, this cute little boy's name? And you know what? I'm just touting my grandson. My little grandson, in a nice, almost half teary way, said, "That's okay, Grandpa. I don't think it'll fit in my piggy bank."
Oh.
I mean, and the officer heard that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, you know what? Okay, so he writes his name down, and we walk away. What are the odds he's going to get a phone call and that $100 bill is coming his way?
Zero to zero.
Because the officer's not, I don't think the officer's going to steal it.
Oh, sure.
But he's going to turn it in.
He's not stealing it. He just went home and said, "Honey, guess what? The best thing happened to me today. A kid gave me $100.
I took a bribe."
I don't think the officer's going to do that. I'm going to jump on the officer's side, because he said he's going to turn it in. For some reason, it was closed, the lost and found. But I think the Salt Lake City Airport is going to receive a $100 bill, and someone's going to say, "I found $100, dear. Here we go." I was a little irritated. So we're going to talk about the law with that, because I looked up finder's keeper's law, and you're going to be interested to hear what the law is.
Is that a federal law, or would that be handled state by state?
State by state. And I have the state of California, and every state's a little different, but it's going to be generally the same. And you're going to be shocked to hear what the law is.
I could tell you what would happen to me with my luck.
Yeah.
You know, if I had if my son was six and he turns it in and that all happens, you know, and then the officer would take it, and then with my luck, I would go back and say, "Aren't you going to write a report? Aren't you going to write his name down?" And they would say yes, and they would write the report and write the name down. And then with my luck, I'd get a call about a week later and say, "Yeah, you know that $100 bill you turned in?" "Yeah." Well, we found traces of cocaine on it, and we want to bring your kid in for questioning. If that's what would happen with my life.
That's probably true.
Bring your kid in for questioning.
You know.
So anyway, I had to bring that up.
Well, you know what I found?
What did you
find? Well, when I went through a drive-thru, they gave me back my change. But a couple of bucks fell out of my hand and some change. And so when I opened up my door to pick it up, I probably gained about 45 cents.
Did you really?
Because there was a lot of change down there.
Oh, my gosh. Cal.
Yeah, Joseph's on the phone. He says he knows the answer to your question.
Well, I do
too. Are we going to let him take a guess?
Well, right. I know the answer, too. But, okay. Joseph, go for it. Joseph, tell us the answer.
Well, good morning, Fred. And I promise. I have not looked this up.
Good. Because I know the answer. But yeah, I want to see if you know the answer.
I know the answer to finding a Tito, a ticket-in, ticket-out voucher in a casino.
Yeah.
And I'm going to premise my answer on that. If you find a ticket-in, ticket-out voucher in a casino, you better turn it into the casino.
Smart,
and
Joseph.
I could go further into that, but I'll leave it at that. Now, based on that premise, I believe that if you find money in an establishment, you should turn it in. But if you find the money, of course, on the street, it's finders, keepers, losers, weepers. And I think your grandson, and God bless his little heart, he got messed over because if no one claims that money in a certain amount of time, it should belong to the little guy.
That's exactly right. But the question is, Joseph, I'm going to ask you as a caller, what are the odds you think that it's coming back to him? What do you think? What do you say? Out of 100%, it's coming back. 0%, it's not. What's the percentage, Joseph, in your opinion, it's coming back to him?
In this situation, Fred, zero, and he should at least get some of the coffee and donuts at the coffee.
Good one, Joseph. Well, thanks for the call, Joseph. Listen, I'm going to tell you exactly what you're supposed to do in that situation. Thanks for the call, Joseph.
Yeah, he's gone, but yeah, thank you. And as soon as you said thanks for the call, I slid him down and hung up. So.
Oh, sorry, okay. Joseph. Cal's a little bit shaky. Like I said, he's been out doing football.
No, I just want to be careful.
We're also going to talk about Bill Cosby. By the way, Denise, we know that I mean, this is not a stroke me, but it's been a clear situation that I've been playing around on the radio. I've been on the radio about this Bill Cosby thing. They've been calling me and asking me to comment on it, so we're going to talk about that. And Todd was gone, and I was gone last week, huh, Denise? So we're going to talk about why we were both gone. And then Led Zeppelin, Denise, big time. Big appeal that's coming up. That's going to come up. We're going to talk about that. We got to talk about Kavanaugh. I do not want to talk about Kavanaugh.
You have to.
We have to, though. I wrote down we have to talk about it. So we're all shaking our head. Do we have to talk about Kavanaugh?
Well, we have to find a way to talk about it without becoming political.
Yeah.
I watched the entire hearing. But
yes.
I do believe that there are things that we can talk about that don't get into politics, that get into evidence, burden of proof,
yes.
What has to be shown, what doesn't have to be shown.
Right.
So there's stuff we can talk about that don't get into the political aspects of it. But it was a fascinating hearing.
Right.
It was.
Right.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We're going to talk, as lawyers, again, Radio Law Talk, when you're tired of politics radio,
come to Radio Law Talk.
Come to Radio Law Talk.
And I'll try to talk as the voice of reason.
Cal, you have to shut up.
That's not your position here.
Yes, it is.
You're the one to challenge us.
Well, that's my first question is, when the guy says he's working pro bono and you see a congresswoman slip him an envelope right there behind Kavanaugh's head,
okay.
Wait a minute, how does that work?
I don't know. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the new barbershop ruling. Hey, you might want to go down and get your hair cut. There might be nobody there when you go to the door.
It's already impacting me.
It is. Mm-hmm. Uber lawsuits, we're going to talk about that. Ready for this? Boys. And I'm talking about boys. Sorry. $31 million botched circumcision case. We're going to discuss that.
Ow. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh.
Not really an iceberg. But.
Jesus.
Well, it wasn't just the tip, apparently.
So we're going to... Oh, my God. We've already started this way. Stormy Daniels...
You can keep the change.
And millennials are causing divorces to drop. And the most importantly, we're going to talk about case or no case. We got to go on because everyone's laughing. We'll be right back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk. You're listening to it on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All advertising for legal services on Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
We are back live here on KPLF Red Bluff. I don't know what happened, but Julie Black stopped. Julie, stick with your cues. All right, now back to the show.
Hey, I guess I'm live now. We're live on Facebook, which we rarely do, but we just thought it would be fun to let everybody see what it's like to be on Facebook. What a radio station does, or a radio show does. Look, there's...
Can I just say Fred is nuts?
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry. I haven't eaten yet.
Assortment of legumes.
So he's beefy and nuts.
Can we have crickets there, please? Crickets on that one.
Well, sure. he's got the teriyaki. What is that? Jerky.
Hold on. Would you say that again, Denise?
I said he's beefy and nuts.
Nice.
Frederick Penny has his assortment of teriyaki and sunflower seeds and nuts and all that.
Hey, welcome to KPA, our newest radio station that is picking us up in Chico, California. And again, thank you, Armed Forces Radio Network. We're heard Wednesdays, 1 to 4 p.m. and 1 to 4 a.m. And we were talking about a few interesting things, especially about whether or not a kid who finds a $100 bill can and should keep the $100 bill. But let's do a couple of quick disclaimers. We have to do these disclaimers. Remember, if you want to seek any, if you have any questions, go seek legal attention. Not legal attention. Legal notice. You know what? The problem is I'm filming and I'm talking at once. I can't chew gum and eat at the same time.
You see, being the tech crew and talent is hard.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. See that number? That is the number. That is how many, that's our time. So Cal tells us our time. Those of you who are not watching us on Facebook Live, www.radiolawtalk.com.
And you can call us at 855-529-7234.
Yeah,
that's my cheat sheet on the on our telephone number. And you can also hashtag us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag Case or No Case during our Case or No Case.
Okay, everybody wants Case or No Case. Cal, let's roll. Let's just get right into Case or No Case. Let's stop the chit-chat.
All right, as you wish. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
I'm not going to get into the scores right now because I don't want anybody to be embarrassed. So what
thank
going
you,
to
Cal.
Do is, well, I'm just being kind, Denise. You know me. I'm a kind man by nature. So
I understand that last week there were a plethora of no cases that I could have cleaned house on had I stuck to my guns.
Yes. When you were standing at the table saying, play black, play black, play black. Well, all of a sudden, three black came up in a row. And what do you know?
What
you weren't
Cal,
here.
Why were you so much on their side? I was listening, and it was very clear you should have gave no points. And just because I said, I should have not said anything. I said, no points. He said, well, I guess I'll give you a few. It's like, oh, reverse psychology.
I'm just a nice person, that's all. Fred, you have 67. Oh. You're tied with Todd for the lead. Denise has 66. I mean, you're right there. All of you are right
66.
There.
But I lost 6 points last time.
Right.
If I would have stuck my guns, I would have been way ahead of you guys. You could have never caught up. But I felt so much sympathy about getting ahead and taking advantage that I decided wrong.
Oh, you could see her empathy.
It was her story, and she's sticking by it.
All right, roll
it,
Cal.
So here we
Come
go. We did the case or no case open, but I'll do it again.
Now
just
it's
to
time
reset.
To play
all right,
case
here we go.
Or no case.
Yeah.
All right, case or no case. And today I take you to the great nation state of India.
India.
Bordered by China, Pakistan, and Nepal, as you know. The government there got a great idea. They said, I know, we have so much theft in our welfare program, which costs the country about $27 billion a year, that we're going to have everybody except small children in India biometrically identified. Every person in India must have an eye scan, and they must have fingerprints, and they must have the, 11-digit number or whatever it is, or they are a citizen non grata. They do not exist in India. Now, of course, there were some people who didn't like that. They thought it was a bit overreaching. So the first question is this a case? And if it is the case, what is the outcome? And Todd's giving me the look, man. Totally giving me the look. Okay. So let's start with you then, Todd. Is this a case? Or is it nay a case?
So, really?
Did you just curse under your breath?
I did not. I said, are you kidding me? And so, is this a case? So, in essence, did India actually do this? But I'm a little unclear as to what the outcome would be, such as, did they sue, I mean, are you talking about, did somebody sue and India decided to abolish this proposal?
That or? Would probably be an outcome.
They
that
have
would
a parliament be, system, yeah,
that,
right?
That would be a potential.
Okay.
That would be a potential outcome. They have a parliamentary democracy, and yeah, they're all elected, and they have a Supreme Court. And so, Fred's all right, like,
okay. So this is
Fred's
this is,
like, just scan my eyeballs and get it over with.
Flip my wrist? Would you get on with this already?
This is what I am going to say, because you had said that this was potentially going to apply to everyone in India, and if it didn't happen, you would be persona non grata. And I believe that India still has the caste system for social classes. And so I am going to say, because of that, that if this were a suggestion, I will say that somebody did suggest it. And I will also say that it was rejected probably because there are some people that did not want to have themselves subjected to the same, being upper class, subjected to the same treatment as lower class because they're different. How dare you make me have to wear a chip and do all this? So I'm going to say that it is a case, it did happen, and it was abolished. It was proposed but never came to fruition.
That's not abolished. It was proposed and it
proposed,
never came.
Proposed but never came to fruition.
So does that mean it's a case or no case?
So I think it's an incident. So somebody actually proposed it.
Okay.
But it was the implementation of it was prohibited.
By the way, there are 1,342,512,706 people in India.
How do they get the 706? They got some guy. Hey, Bill, did you get the guy in the red shirt over there?
That's as of last
crap.
And they calculate the birth and the death rate, and that's the number they came up with.
Okay,
so
right.
We're getting a little tight on time. Not terribly, but Denise,
you're
going to
ask me and not Fred?
Yeah, why not?
Fawcett, hi.
He's busy, yeah.
By the way, Fufa is from, like, Tonga, and I think he's still watching.
Well, we've got to wrap up right
now.
Hello,
sir.
We'll come back with more Radio Law Talk here in just a little bit.
15 seconds left.
State the way we actually don't have any time.
Bye.
We got to go. Bye.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. Letty & Company.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy, looking snappy, you'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the truck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is overseeing nuclear drills today amid escalating tensions over Ukraine. President Biden has warned of swift and severe consequences if Russia invades its neighbor. Vice President Kamala Harris telling an audience of diplomats in Germany the situation is dire.
Today, as we are all well aware, the foundation of European security is under direct threat in Ukraine.
Robot dogs may be the future of security on the U.S.-Mexico border. The Department of Homeland Security recently releasing images of the machines navigating difficult terrain to search for contraband and security threats. The DHS saying there is no set schedule for the deployment of robots. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, we're back with Case or No Case. We're on Denise. Denise, what did you say?
About what?
Case or No Case.
Oh, what's my decision on the case
or
No Case?
Is this a case? And if so, what was the outcome?
Well, this was my thought. If they have over a billion, even if they made it into a law, they could not implement it. There's no way. So I struggled with this one, but just looking in your eyes right now, Cal, it's not a case.
Okay, so you think it's, okay.
I would say if they did make it a law, if this was actually a case, you know what I would want to do?
Hmm.
I would want to invest in the tech company making the chips.
Yes.
Because, that's going to be a lot of chips.
Well, yeah, a lot of storage, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's, I guess, the next question. And, Mr. Penny, what do you think as you sit here and stream this live via Facebook?
Well, we should probably put this on something that's more stable than my shaky hand like this.
Yeah, we can get a little one of those little selfie sticks, and Denise can hold it.
Well, I'm not going to hold this for long. We're going to go off pretty soon in a little bit, but I just want the people to see what it's like. You know what? I'm going with Denise. I think this is no case. I think he's pulling a rug under our feet. No case.
Pulling a rug under our feet?
From our feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done.
So let's get this straight. Those of you who say it is a case, some legal case filed, anybody at all?
I said it was actually something that was proposed by the government. This is what is it? You're not making this up. Somebody proposed it. But again, what I said was somebody proposed it. It got out there, but it never was implemented.
Hmm.
What does that mean? Is that case or no case?
I'll tell you exactly what it means. It means all three of you have some news that you're going to share.
What?
You're all wrong,
How
and I'll
we
tell
all
you why.
Wrong?
This system was called Aadhaar, And under it, the government is gathering fingerprints, issuing a 12 or 11 digit number, and doing retinal eye scans on every adult in India for the purposes of identification. It is law in India. It passed the Supreme Court test. They said the interest of the nation in having proper identification is far greater than the risk of personal security. Therefore, 0 points for any of you. I'm sorry, but that's just how it's going to be.
Hold on a second. No, I just have a question. I have a question.
Okay, okay.
I have a question.
Listen to this boy whine like a swine.
Okay.
Whine like a swine. We need to get t-shirts like that.
So it's my understanding that if somebody says no case, it's they are saying that you are making up something completely out of whole cloth.
The premise is completely false. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, the whole thing was made up. So my answer was...
You said it was proposed. This was actually a law that made it to the Indian Supreme Court.
I agree.
Therefore...
Well, because I didn't understand what you meant by what was the outcome. So did this happen? I said, yes, it was proposed to happen. So it was a case. But then the question about the outcome is it never got passed.
I didn't get that out of that. I'm not trying to be mean about it, but
I would just request that in future proposals,
C or NCs,
it be a little clearer as to what it means by case or no case and whether it goes forward, because it's a little
boring
ambiguous
or not boring.
Here.
Move on.
Wait, what
if you had said it
off
was a law? Yeah. But it was not implemented. You would have gotten at least one point.
Now, and a quick note on this, very final quick note. The government of India did say that you could not require biometric ID for cell phone accounts or for bank accounts. But for pretty much everything else, that's going to be the standard. If you say, I'm Todd Kunin, show me your eyeball. Isn't that weird?
Go ahead, take a look.
Scan me.
Try to scan this.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Oh, that's it.
Try to scan my eyeballs. Go ahead, good luck with that.
Uh-huh. Hey, I wanted to show you Todd. Look, come here, come face.
That was
I want you guys on Facebook to understand and listening. Did you know that we can officially say, now there's times Todd has not been here, it's official, he told me I can say it, the WWE, again, which is the wrestling, the WWE, what is it?
WWE 2K19, the installment of the WWE video wrestling game that will be on all the formats, Xbox, PlayStation, and on your personal computer. It is set to be released. I think the early edition, the deluxe edition, gets released the 5th of October. The Arrested comes out the 9th of October.
Uh-huh.
And there is a character in the My Career mode called Baron Blade. He's a pretty significant character in that part.
And I listened to it. I saw him.
And that character is played by yours truly.
Yes, it was Todd.
The money.
Money.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yes.
Way to go. It's so funny because his facial features, all of the way he talks, the way he moves, mm-hmm. even his hand gestures.
It's like Todd.
Our Todd.
So go get the WWE video game.
2K19, right?
2K19. And Todd is a significant player in that.
And if you look at the credits, it will be under my nom de plume. It will be under Mark Ashbourne.
Ashbourne.
Yes.
Oh, you said Mark Ashbourne.
Now you said Ash. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think it's Mark Ashbourne. Hey, you want to know what the law is?
Let's
talk about the law when it comes to... This is my notes. Okay, so what happens if you find a $100 bill, right? And it's sitting there on the floor in the Salt Lake City Airport. What you've got to do, if this is California, under California Penal Code Section 485... You need to make a reasonable and just effort to find the owner. Otherwise, you're guilty of theft. Let me repeat that. You got to make a just and reasonable effort to find the owner. Otherwise, you're guilty of theft.
So can I just yell out, hey, anybody want to claim this $100 bill?
Yeah, no.
No?
What you do. So that's what you do. Okay, now here's some notes. I'm going to say. So some things you can do is you can still take it, and you can put something on Facebook that said, I found some money. Tell me where it was and how much it was and what it looks like. You could put it. Some people have gone so far to put it on Craigslist. But don't give it to the officer who's going to give it to the lost and found people who are going to pocket it. Okay? But now, that's what you do.
Interestingly, as a prosecutor, I can tell you that...
How many of those prosecutors?
Well, never...
Five kids?
Well,
seven kids?
Here's the thing. The buzzword in the law is reasonable and just effort. So if you are walking down the street, and here's something that happened to me not too long ago in San Francisco after an audition. I was walking down the street, and I pulled out my phone, and I had like $50 that was in the same pocket that I had my phone in, and it fell out. And the people walking behind me saw it fall out of my pocket, and they went to go pick it up. Apparently, the guy picked it up. And then the woman
talked. The wife probably said, tell him.
Well, no, it wasn't his wife. It was just another woman that was walking next to him. And she said, excuse me, sir, did you just drop this? And I turned around and said, oh, yes, I did. Thank you. And the guy very sheepishly gave me the money.
Ooh,
you know, kind of like, what, yeah. He just ratted me out. And so I got it. Well, in a situation like that where it was reasonable and just, they had an idea as to who it came from, he would have an obligation to return it to me, otherwise be guilty of theft. If you find under the circumstances that...
Like on the curb or something, yes. Money on the curb and there's nobody around.
See it fall, not associated with anybody.
Let's say you find it in the situation that Fred was talking about, I would say, is it reasonable and just in an airport to turn it in? Probably because it's a lot of money and somebody reasonably would go to a lost and found at the airport to say, hey, I lost this. Can I get it back? And they would ask what the denominations were. Let's change it and say you find it on the street crumpled up and nobody else is around when you saw it. There's nobody else there. I would think it would be very difficult to come up with reasonable and just ways to try to return that.
Yeah, I found about $200 worth of pesos when I was in Acapulco, right literally in the gutter.
Oh, for sure.
The gutter.
They'll return that to you for sure if you take it there.
$200
in pesos? Who do I give it to?
That must have been a pile that high for $200
in pesos. It was like folded over like that.
Wow, like a wad of pesos.
Yeah, like a wad of pesos. And so there was nobody around.
Did it have a bunch of white powder around it?
No.
And some blood?
No.
Here's something.
I took all my family out to dinner, and they all got sick.
Here's something that's interesting.
Don't teach you.
I seem to recall the United States Postal Service back in the day running a PSA, a spot, about what to do if something is sent to you and it is sent to you erroneously. And I remember it was things like an old grandma opening up a box and it was a set of like designer rims for a car or something like that. And the United Postal Service, USPS, said, if things are sent to you erroneously, you have zero obligation to return it. It's yours.
No.
Yeah.
Even if, so the Postal Service says, if we screw up,
No. If it was sent to you.
Oh, by error.
Yeah. It was sent to you, but it comes to you by error, but they delivered it to the address that it was supposed to be, and it comes to you.
Well, that's their way of saying, don't let somebody come and defraud you of money because of that shipment.
Exactly.
So I have to tell you, we probably should get into something interesting like the law.
Well, why would we want to do that?
We can talk about the law on Radio Law Talk.
What do you think, Cal?
I'm for it.
What should we do? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I think we need to talk about the barbershop.
All right, we'll talk about the barbershop when we come back. We've got like 30 seconds left. But we'll talk about the barbershop. We're going to talk about Cosby. We're going to talk about Kavanaugh. We're going to talk about Uber lawsuit, $31 million botched. Circumcision? No, it is not Todd.
And we're going to answer a question from last week that was asked about MLB's ex-husband.
Okay, MLB's ex-husband. We'll be right back after this. Radio Law Talk.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And, of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
Hey, shout out Lisa. Hey, you gotta put me on here. Okay, there we go. Shout out to Lisa Davis Tucker. She is my cousin. She said, you need to shout out to the followers that are watching you live. You're right, Lisa. There's a lot of people watching us live. Thank you for watching us live on Facebook. We might, they want us to go Facebook live with the station as we get bigger and bigger. But as we open in Chicago, we're going to be open in Chicago, New Jersey, New York. We've got Iowa, hopefully online, and South Carolina or North Carolina? I can't remember. So once we do that, we're going to be
One of those north-south places.
One of those places down under, right?
One of them Dakotas.
Dakotas.
Carolinas or Dakotas.
People, all right, Denise is right. Let's talk the law. Because you know what? Radio Law Talk, we do talk the law. Go ahead.
We do.
Tell me.
Well, the California Supreme Court just came down with a really important ruling about independent contractors. Now, they're in our system here, we have a lot of independent contractors. My nail people, my hair people, my makeup people, all of these people are independent contractors. There's a lot more, too. The Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, maybe the Grubhub. You know, all of these are independent contractors. And now the rule in California and the law of the land is that workers are presumed to be employees unless all of the three factors are met. The first factor is that the worker is free from the control and direction of the hirer in connection with the performance of the work, both under the contract for performance of such work and in fact. And the next one is that worker performs work that is outside the usual course of the hiring entity's business. That's huge. So if I hire, I have a law firm, if I hire an attorney, he or she cannot be an independent contractor.
Right, because so in other words, if you bring in and you are a general contractor, you bring in a person that's going to do the lighting, that's something different than what you do. In other words, so that would step you outside, which you
Correct.
Might be able to be independent contractor.
Correct.
But if you're a barbershop and you're bringing a barber in, you cannot do that.
That's going to have to be an employee.
Got it.
And the third thing is the worker is customarily engaged in an independently established trade, occupation, or business of the same nature as the work performed for the hiring entity. So you know what I see? I see that these independent contractors are probably going to have to create their own business for themselves and have a title for that business, and they're going to have to go and not work for a typical salon or
Wait. We got the little boy raising his
hand. I have a question. I'm sorry. My mom's beauty shop, if she has someone come in and work with or for her, whatever, they would come in and pay her rent for the space.
Not anymore.
So they would pay rent for the space. Nope. They were their own little independent company. They kept collect their own money from the people, got their own tips.
My person's already lost her place.
Isn't that a strange law? Why would they do that?
Wait. You guys are saying there's something strange in California? There's a strange law?
Okay, sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. The question answers itself.
Well, I think there's a couple of different creative ways that they will test this to see if they're testing it passes muster, okay? So in the situation that you have, Cal, let's say you have Cal's mom owns the barbershop, owns the salon. She cuts hair herself and wants to rent out a space to somebody. I think that that would not pass muster under the new law. That would be an employee, not an independent contractor. But let's say, like, I'm thinking of a place that my daughter went to get her hair done. It's a standalone building. Each one of the individual shops in the building, I call them shops, it looks like you're going into one place, but you have individual places inside. They are all salons. But the owner of the building does not do any salon work his or herself. All they do is have the building, and they have designated...
They're landlords.
They have designated that building so that all of the spaces in there are rented out exclusively to hair care professionals or beauty professionals or whatever.
No, I think that's right. There's a studio, 55 or something, that's over in Roseville, and they are landlords, and they don't provide the services. They just provide the building, and people rent from them.
That's right.
That's a lot different than a salon that pulls stuff at a salon, and they rent out their
The question I would have then, going back to Cal's hypothetical, is what if Cal's mother decided, I am not going to cut hair anymore. I'm not going to do anything. I have a building, and in this building I have 8 different stations, and people can come and go and rent and use that wherever they want. It's not what I do. And now you have this separation between the person that is renting out the space, providing a different service. I have become a landlord. I think, based on something you said about how independent contractors are going to have to go out and get their own business licenses and do things, under the old law, under the old interpretation, that is almost what they should have been doing anyway.
Right.
Because the reason this is happening is because people that would now be called employees, who were previously independent contractors, and the people that hired them kept blurring the line so much that it made it nearly impossible to tell the difference. And it kind of forced the hand. Now, California is going to say that they're doing this to protect the employee. Right now, they're the ones that are being hurt the most because
to protect the state because they want to collect.
They want their money.
They want Social Security collected. They want to have franchise tax stuff collected. They want to collect.
Using my words carefully, they're going to say It's to protect the employee, because if you're an employee working there and there's a certain number, now you're entitled to potential health care benefits. You're entitled to unemployment insurance. If you lose your job, sick leave, you're entitled to all of the protections that you would normally get. You're entitled to minimum wage.
But what is, let's go back to the old scenario. Person running the shop cuts hair. What happens to them if they get sick? They don't have sick pay. They don't have minimum wage. They're in business for themselves, and they rent out to other people who are in business for themselves.
Yeah, but that's so, they get to write off, and they have other things that, well, not so much anymore. But
not really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know.
Well, I think
that's been taken away.
I think the cynical part of that for the, you know, from the government would be, well, that's great. Yeah, you got the person that owns the place, and what happens when they get sick? You know, they don't have all of this stuff, but they still make money. Because they're making money based upon the activities of all the people that are working as independent contractors that still pay them a portion for use of the, so they're still having
landlord. Well, no. I think you're going to get into trouble there.
Yeah.
If you're splitting commissions or doing something like that, I'm not sure that that's going to pass muster. If it's pure rent, that's different.
No, I'm not, my point in raising this was the argument justifying why they should be employees is that if somebody were to make the argument that Cal made, they would say, well, under the old system, based upon things that were the way it was before we changed it, you as the business owner that was renting out these stations still had some security to make money because you're making it off the backs of these people but calling them independent contractors.
But
we're not going to allow you to double dip. You've got to call them employees if that's the way you want to continue to make money when you're sick.
You know what this is all about, guys?
Money. Tax money.
It's all about money. It's all about tax
money. Every landlord makes money when they're sick because the people paying rent from their apartments still pay the rent.
Or,
yeah. So, I mean,
but I don't think the courts are in this for the money. I'm not saying that. The state wants it because it wants the money, but the courts are just laying out the law and the way it is.
They are.
I just think it's a way of pushing everybody down to minimum wage and taking away your ability to have independent contractors who make a little bit more money than minimum wage and gives it to the independent contractors to pay their taxes.
How about 855 Law Radio? If you have an idea or you want to tell us what you think, you can call us or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Go ahead.
Really quickly, I'm glad Fred commented about that. This wasn't, the court is not in it to make money.
Right.
But I want to make this point. The court did not create this law and come down with this decision of their own volition. The court agreed with one side who proposed it and said, that's what we're going to go with.
Well, the legislatures made the laws,
but
courts are interpreting that law.
But they're interpreting that law based upon a lawsuit that made it to them.
True.
Several lawsuits, actually. And what they are doing is saying, we agree with the legal principle you espoused.
Hey, listen, we're finishing up our first hour. We're a three-hour show. Yes, we talk 3 hours. Those of you who have a radio station that only play the first or second or third hour, call them, tell them, play all 3 hours of our station. Of our show. It's the best show on earth. I think it is. Other than the alien shows. We'll be right back. Hour number two. See ya.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.